right, everyone. Hello, Holly King. Welcome to my podcast. This is Wild Kingdom Wellness. We will talk about everything well in this podcast. We will explore topics that include subject matters like spirituality, physical, mental, emotional health, and also the things you see going on in the world around you. So if you are ready to go on this Wild Kingdom Wellness ride with me, then make sure that you subscribe to this podcast. You also share this particular podcast and more with others. I will be exploring the realms that people are afraid to go into, and you will not want to miss these episodes. So, Holly King, Wild Kingdom Wellness, welcome to my journey.
Hair, hope you're doing well. Welcome to my live streaming podcast. Today is April the 29th. It's Wednesday. It's raining where I'm at. And I am excited to talk to you all this morning about some stuff. So my gentle ask is that you like and subscribe to this channel. There are some really interesting things that I will be talking about in future episodes. So it would really help me out if you guys would like and subscribe and even share this podcast with someone that you love. Okay. So I titled this podcast this morning something along the lines of Big Brother is always watching and always will be. So anyway, I am sharing this also to my Facebook community. So good morning to my Facebook peeps. You know who you are. But guys, I want to make a point this morning, but I want to do it with love, and I want to be gentle when I talk to you guys about what I see going on in the world around me on a daily basis. And so for those of you all that are new to this channel, I need to paint you a very quick picture of who I am, what I do, and why I do what I do. And I'm going to say this real quick, so make sure you like and subscribe. I am a professional licensed massage therapist in two states. I am a Reiki master teacher. I am a yoga teacher. I'm a certified health coach, a certified fitness coach, a certified aromatherapist, a certified Bible coach. I also am certified in reading Akashic records. I have a certificate in reading tarot cards, kinesiology. The list goes on and on. I said it was going to be brief, and here I am rambling, but you get the point, you all. I am a body worker. We're just going to start calling me here on these videos a body worker. You're going to also hear me refer to myself as a spiritual life coach. Now, with all that being said, right now, I am currently at this very moment in time not taking on coaching clients. And there's a reason for that. So it looks like someone's watching. Say good morning. Let me know where you're from. You guys be nice in the chat, because I sometimes respond to the chats. And I know that this time of day, I also reach out to my friends overseas. I get a lot of comments from people that are in India. So let me know where you're at in the comments below. I'm going to be on here, this live stream this morning, for a little while, because once I get through this introduction and tell you what I want to talk about, then we're going to get on my bicycle and I'm going to exercise my way through this live video, because as a health coach, I need to be doing my own work. So good morning. What do I have in front of me? Well, guys, before I jump on this bicycle, again, I need to paint a picture for you where I am in this stage of life. So I am 53 years old. I will be 54 years old this year. I will say I live in Kentucky, so sometimes you're going to hear me refer to things in a Kentucky accent, and that's as specific as I'm going to get at this time. But I also know, like, I don't fear each and every day of my life and worry about, you know, Big Brother watching me all the time, every move I make, every step I take. I really don't care anymore, to be perfectly honest, that our lives as human beings, typically, if you're out in the world I live in, the three-dimensional world, typically, ladies and gentlemen, we have a camera on us at all times. Now, do we know that? Probably not, but I think if you are an intelligent human being, especially if you're middle-aged like me, you're like, yeah, I know, there's cameras everywhere. There's cameras on every corner. There's cameras in every store, in hallways. There's not supposed to be cameras in dressing rooms, right? There's not supposed to be cameras in hotel rooms, private hotel rooms. There are not supposed to be cameras in massage therapy rooms, which I know that for a fact. So again, like, subscribe. We'll talk about some stuff later. So just realize you're on camera, whether you know it or not, when you get in your car, when you drive to the stop sign. Like, there's far and few between places, y'all, at this point in our world, in our modern world, okay, in the civilized world. There are few places that you can go that there's not a camera on you 24/7, okay? So is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Well, one thing I want to make sure that you all are aware of as I do these live videos is that I'm going to be more conscious and not saying good or bad when I'm referring to energy or information as a body worker and as a spiritual life coach. Because when we start to align ourselves with things that are good or bad, we kind of lose the context of the fact that, like, it just is, right? So it just is the fact that our world is under massive camera surveillance. Now, if you're in America, and again, first of all, Better America, y'all, listen, I'm going to talk about a YouTube channel here in a minute called Better America, so make sure you are following along long-term on this content, but because this is going to tie into what I'm saying about us being on camera all the time, 24/7, whether we know it or not. But Better America, making America better again, if you're in America, that's pretty much most American citizens' number one goal, is to just live harmoniously, you know, have food, shelter, you know, if you drive a car, you have enough money to put gas in your car, you know, to make America better again, okay? Again, I'm not comparing good or bad, but to just get things moving in a positive direction, y'all, it takes skill, okay? It takes skill. It takes awareness more than anything. So make sure you like and subscribe here. But it also takes logic, and it takes a level of truth seeking for most individuals. You know, we don't look further than the camera or the screen, the TV that's in front of our face, right? Because we're stuck on our phones, y'all. We're in a mass surveillance society, okay? I'm not afraid of it. Again, to that, what I said, I'm not afraid of it. But when we consciously don't recognize anymore that you are being observed as a human being 24/7, we fail to recognize that. Like, we just go through life very dumbed down. Okay. And again, I am not going to apologize on this channel for how I feel as a human being. So, disclaimer, none of this is meant to be spiritual advice. None of this is meant to be physical, mental, or emotional advice, because I am a therapist, but I'm not your therapist, you know, and if you come to me for therapy, it's a whole different type of therapy. Okay. So anyway, but when are we going to really wake up? I mean, I'm talking eyeball to the lens camera. When are we really going to look deeper into the fact that we are being observed, whether we like it or not, whether we recognize it or not? And here's the thing, y'all, about technology. Y'all, people think I'm stupid. Like, the people that know me know I am very highly intelligent. And the people who think they know me, they think I'm stupid. I'm not stupid, okay? Let's just get that clear, okay? We're going to have deep, deep-seated conversations on these live videos, of which I need to get on my bicycle here in a minute. But open your third eye just enough, ladies and gentlemen, just enough to say, you know what, Holly, you're right. we are being observed by the eye, you know, the all-seeing eye, 24/7, if we live in any type of modern society. Again, you go to the bathroom, you shut your door in your own home, you probably don't have a camera in your house. Granted, I'm surprised I don't, because I live in a house with 9 active cameras, 9, looking outside of my property, not inside. You know, there's 1 inside. There are 9 cameras. And I live in a very small house, very small house. I'm surprised my electric bill isn't more than it is, because I'm pulling an awful lot of wattage when it comes to surveillance of my little tiny house here in Kentucky. Okay, how do I know this is real? How do I know the fact that we are being observed 24/7 and that we just have to accept it? You know, that Big Brother, what if all of that observation of you as a human being turned out to be for good? Okay, believe in aliens? Somebody said believe in aliens. Oh, that's a Q&A sticker. I don't want to try the Q&A sticker, y'all. I'm on a live video, so I'm getting pop-ups. Good morning, Hyper ZK. Hello, how are you? Good morning. Hyper ZX. Sorry, it looked like a K. I don't have my glasses on yet. But listen, Hyper. Hyper ZX. We know we're being observed as human beings. Now we have to make a conscious decision on how we utilize that technology, right? Good morning. Good morning back to you, Hyper2Z. Let me know where you're at. Like, what country are you in? Because I get a lot of people overseas on these live streams. But good morning. Listen, I really hope you'll subscribe to this video. Like, just if anything, just hit like. And again, I'm not trying to be bossy here, but I'm telling you, we are losing. If you are on YouTube and you're a real person and you're not a bot, then back to being watched in the algorithm, like, you want to find content here on YouTube, such as Wild Kingdom Wellness, that is being put out by real human beings. Because you know why? You know why? Because we can have fun together, especially in these chats. We can learn something from each other. And we can also recognize when the computer, when AI, when artificial intelligence is feeding you something that is produced by a narrative. I'm not even going to say any more than that, other than if you recognize that you are being fed an algorithm with your Facebook, with your YouTube, with your Insta. You know, y'all, I can't even get on Insta because it's ad city. Like, it's ad after ad after ad. TikTok, I haven't been on there in a while. I do have a channel on TikTok. I can go live on TikTok. I probably will start going live on TikTok in the future. But right now, I really want to be a part of a YouTube family because I know that there are people out there who will genuinely say, you know what, Holly, we get it. We understand where you're coming from, why you're talking to us about all this stuff, you know, that people just want to bury their head in the sand about, right? Politics, government, religion, self-care, you know, family, toxic relationships. Like, I could listen, y'all, I am qualified to talk to you about everything, childbirth, your period, if you're a girl. Like, I have no shame. And you should not want me to have any shame, because it ain't about shame. It's about being authentic. Okay. So I am ready, y'all, to not only grow this YouTube channel and show you the rest of my journey. Where are you from? I'm in Kentucky. Okay. That's as far as you get out of me. Okay. I'm in Kentucky. I'm in Philadelphia. Okay. Well, that's an interesting city. I know it's one of the cities the forefathers of our country, America, established, you know, residency in. So anyway, something else, Hyper ZX, you might want to know is that I am a mass historian. So this might be your first time to this channel. If it is, I have booked. This is just the third of my library collection of wellness and conspiracies. So anyway, which have turned out not to be conspiracies. But anyway, I really love, you know, to channel and to journal and to talk about things from a metaphysical perspective. So I need to get on my bicycle now and do my exercise while I'm talking to you. But my point is this. First of all, thank you for watching. Thank you for commenting. I appreciate you. anything I say cannot be held against me in a court of law, because I have a disclaimer on here that I'm not giving you legal advice. I'm not giving you, you know, therapy advice. I'm showing you my life as it stands right now on Wednesday, April the 29th. And I'm going to talk about some stuff on this channel. And my goal is to not hurt people's feelings or not scare people, because remember, we're being watched. We're being monitored. Everything I say on these live videos or on any video or any post that I do on, social media, y'all, it gets scrubbed by artificial intelligence, okay? So not only are we being watched 24/7, we're being monitored verbally, okay? Mentally and verbally 24/7. Because think about it. Here's what's really cool about being a human and understanding the power of technology and the power of these devices. Listen, you know, if you're thinking to post something, or you're preparing a speech on a live video, or you're thinking about, you know, what you're going to say to your audience, and all of a sudden, you know, you're on a Facebook post. Let's say you're on a post and you're not doing a live video like I am, and you can see my body language, you can hear the tone of my voice, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But you make a post. You're like, somebody said something about politics. Okay, we're just going to be general here. Politics. And somebody responds to you and they fly off in a disagreement because they're like, I don't agree with that. Okay. You have to realize that what's happening is your thoughts about the subject matter are being projected onto the screen, onto the phone, onto the whatever, you know, your Insta. And all of a sudden you hit send and it's out there for the world to see. If that isn't mass surveillance, I don't know what is. And again, I'm not afraid of it anymore, because I have learned over the last 20 years, I have learned as a spiritual life coach and as a spirit, as a person that encompasses a soul, like I'm on my journey, right? I have learned I am not going to be scared of this beast at all. I'm going to utilize what somebody might have meant for my destruction for my good. Okay. And that's Bible, y'all. That's Bible. The verse says what Satan meant for my destruction, God will mean for good. So anyway, and I get a little, sometimes I hesitate when I talk about Satan, because I have multiple belief systems when it comes to what it means to, you know, have fear of Satan, the beast, knowledge, the occult. So again, we talk about all those things here at this Wild Kingdom Wellness channel. So, all right, I digress. I need to get on my bike, but let me show you what I mean, okay? So if you got to go, come back, okay? Come back sometime. You can figure out where you're at in this video and, you know, come back to it later. All right, so for my familiars, I'm going to show you the backside of YouTube, okay? Because, and again, I'm getting more out there with my social media content when it comes to YouTube. And this is what I want to talk about when it comes to my YouTube channel. So the last couple weeks have been quiet, and I really haven't put out a lot of content because I've had a lot going on, okay? But this is the analytics of my YouTube channel. And again, am I being watched? Yes, of course I am. So I only have 140 subscribers, okay, which is almost double what I had like a month ago. So it's increasing. But here's the thing. I have had a total on my YouTube channel of 22,200 views. So I've got 22,000 total views on this YouTube channel, which is, I'm going to guess, it's 5 years old, 3 years old. I don't know. I've got 74 comments, 306 likes, and 204 shares, of which most of them are probably me sharing this YouTube channel over to my Facebook. Okay. Now, who cares? I care, because I need to know that the content that I'm putting out here as a content creator is being seen. You know, now, do I feel like I'm wasting my time talking to y'all here? No, because you know what? I'm getting on this bicycle. I'm going to start hacking shit up. Sorry, stuff. but I'm going to feel better when I'm done, because at least I know what I wanted to say got out. Like, you know, again, it's about releasing energy, right? And speaking my truth so that people will know who I am as a person and not as a robot, okay? Or assume through social media that they understand the vastness of my intelligence. Okay, we'll just say it like that. So anyway, so the backside of my YouTube, you know, I can go through and look at the analytics of my channel and figure out what demographic is watching this channel. And I can also figure out, you know, like, are they watching the live streams more? Are they watching the uploaded videos more? Or is it the short videos? You know, the little reels, R-E-E-L-S, the little shorts, the clips for that YouTube throws through the algorithm, y'all. Those are what's getting the hit. It's not these long live stream videos. This is just me being authentic and being, you know, showing you the content. But what it is I got, when I'm done with these live videos, y'all, I got to set up my camera in the right angle. When I'm done with my live videos, I can go in, y'all, and clip a short and then throw that out there into the YouTube algorithm or the Facebook algorithm. And all of a sudden, I'm getting like 1,400 views, you know, of my blurb, my video, okay? And this is what I really want to talk about with you all this morning, is YouTube and channels and being able to, like, grow your audience as a people, you know? So I noticed the last, I'm going to say 2 weeks, that the YouTube channel is growing, the analytics is growing on my platform only because of the shorts, the little clips that I'm putting out there. And I was like, okay, well, then that's what, as a content creator and as an independent journalist, that's what I'll call myself right now, your coach, as your coach, your online coach, your spirit coach, y'all, I need to know who's watching me, okay? Because with the advent of AI and Big Brother, there's no way around us being fed a story or a narrative or a propaganda unless we know what the hell we're looking at, okay? And so it's come to my attention through another channel on YouTube, which is called Better America. I said I was going to come back around to that. So anyway, my connection's a little wonky. But y'all, Better America, you need to look them up on YouTube, okay? And I will drop links to everything that I talk about in this live video in the comments below when we're done streaming, okay? So, who is Better America? Better America on YouTube is a couple. It's a couple by the name of Kevin and Michelle. I don't know their last name. They probably don't want you to know their last name. Anyway, but Kevin and Michelle, back during 2020, 2021, okay, Michelle started a YouTube channel called Squirrel Trap, okay? And I'm like, oh my God, this woman is hilarious. Like, I started following Kevin and Michelle back in 2021. And I watched Squirrel Tribe and I watched Michelle, especially Michelle, grow her YouTube based on her just pulling up her phone and primarily talking about things she was seeing going on in the world around her, current events. You know, I remember when she first started her channel, it was a lot about the cost of living, groceries going up. She went into Walmart a lot, right? And she's like, why are the price of eggs going up? You know, and then she would research it and she would find out factual data, you know, mainstream agricultural data. And she'd be like, oh, well, they're saying it's because of this. But is it true? And so, long story short, you know, Michelle would question everything. As a woman, as a mom, you know, as somebody like everybody else trying to figure out what the hell is going on back in 2021, right? But if y'all remember, that's when everything started to spike for lack of better words, you know, and I could fill in the blank, y'all, all day long with what I'm talking about. You know, we had a lot of spike going on back in 2021, you know, and it's not stopped, which, you know, whatever, but squirrel. So anyway, but, you know, I watched this woman grow her YouTube channel to, you know, a cult following. Okay. So anyway, and I say that jokingly, but Michelle has, you know, a huge following on YouTube, and she's real, y'all. Like, she just says what she feels, you know, whether it hurts your feelings or not, you know, but then she'll say, I know what I'm going to say. It's probably going to sound racist, you know, but then she'll bring her black husband on and go, and I'm not, because I'm white and he's black, right? And I'm like, I love you. So, but anyway, she's like, I'm just telling you how I feel. I'm just telling you what I see. And 99%, 97% of the time, I agree with her. Like, there's a handful of things that I do not agree with you on, Michelle, when you watch this, because I think you will. But, or at least get an idea of who I am in the future. But listen, you know, we can all agree to disagree about a lot of things. A lot of things, you know. And that's okay. Like, there's nothing wrong with having a difference of opinion about stuff with other people. It's what makes us unique, okay? Unique, unique, we all unique. Where are you from? We answered that. Do you have nails? I mean, I got nails I can hammer in the wall. No, honey, I don't have no nails, if you're still watching. So, but I still scratch somebody's eyes out, listen. So, I got force of nature inside of me, hyper. But anyway, like, seriously, like, Michelle and Kevin are a couple, a married couple, that I highly respect on YouTube. And their YouTube channel is growing. And what they've done in the last couple of months, at best, is they've merged their YouTube channels, because they have multiple, into a new channel called Better America. And Kevin, who I highly adore as a person, I think he's great, he's like, I'm going to teach people how to retire and monetize on YouTube. Or better yet, how to teach people who are retired how to use it. How to use YouTube. Do y'all hear me? Is anyone listening? Are you watching, Big Brother? Like, Kevin and Michelle are like, listen, AI is taking over. Look at the covers, the memes, right, that get put on YouTube. Look at your cover art, your clip art. Look at your titles. Is it clickbait? Okay. Because people who need to monetize on YouTube or grow their footprint, their channel, right, they're fighting for space on Google, on the platform, right? With all this AI. Like, all this AI is coming in. You click on a clickbait video, your entire feed is going to push you like-minded content for days and days until you change that algorithm. Y'all see the head bop, right? And if you don't change that algorithm, then you're going to get swiping. You're going to swipe through the same content over and over again. And you know what happens? Big Brother then says, I got you hooked on this White House conference, you know, event that happened on Saturday. You're hooked. You're hooked. You want to know who did it. You want to know why he did it. You want to know what he said. You know, you want to know why J.D. Vance was taken out before DJT. Like, you want to know. You want to know. I need to know. I want to know. Y'all, I have been that person up until now, because I'm tired of being that person. I'm like, no. What I want to know is, where are the real people at? Where are the people who want to see America and other countries be better than they are today? Okay. Not good, not bad. So I'm going to work real hard, y'all, going forward in the future, to talk to you all here on my channel about unification and positivity, monetization, you know, Nobody's sponsoring me. I'm doing this bike video because I need to take care of my body. I need to take care of my mind. I need to take care of my spiritual journey. Okay? And I have a lot of teachers out there who teach me metaphysics and spirituality. And to be perfectly honest, all my coaches have been like, except one. I got one coach. She's like, don't tone it down. All my other coaches that come to mind have typically said to me, you know, your content is messy. You sound like a drunk sailor. You're too all over the board. We can't follow what you're saying. You shift gears all the time. One day you're a coach. One day you're a massage therapist. One day you're a yoga teacher. You're a Reiki master. One day you're having a fucking meltdown, you know? And I'm like, well, I wonder why. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I'm also a human. I have a family. I have children. I have grandchildren. Like, I'm not living in fear no more about what people think about me and about what the observatory called Big Brother sees me doing or saying or how I'm being. I'll respect it. I'm going to respect people. I'm going to respect your belief system. I'm going to respect, you know, your political views. I'm going to respect, you know, how you feel about the return of Jesus, the Messiah. I'm going to respect you. But I also know there are some things I see going on, especially in Christianity, boys and girls, and you know who I'm talking to, and yes, I'm fussing. I'm going to fuss a little, okay? That's my double Scorpio. So, y'all, why are we fighting over the return of the Messiah? What the hell? How absolutely absurd is that theology? I can't even process it as a human who loves people, okay? You know, and I love everybody. I might not like you, but I will love you, okay? That's a Jesus principle. So I'm a girl Jesus, okay, for the most part. But y'all, this holy war going on, you know, it is all encompassing of your beliefs and your knowledge. Because if you know, you know, no. Okay. There are people that I've been watching, like Big Brother, for a couple of 2, 3, 5 years, right? On YouTube, they really know their stuff. Like, they know what they're talking about. I've subscribed to channels, you know, about, you know, how to forage for herbs and flowers. And, you know, I love Dr. Berg, the chiropractor, who's not afraid to say you've been poisoned, you know, in general, allegedly. So, but y'all, like the YouTubers I follow, I'm like, those are my people. Those are my people. I am not into CNN, NBC, Fox News. Like, I watch it for 30 seconds and go, well, y'all saying the same narrative. We know this, you know. I'm a Gen Xer. Hello. I love your hair. Thank you. Listen, I need to color it. Look at that. It's gray. A lot of wisdom in there, and I'm debating on coloring it. So anyway, thank you, Hyper. But thanks for sticking with me. Seriously, I'm like, what are we doing? What are we doing? And so I will continue to get on my bicycle, okay, and ride my bicycle until the day I die. And tell you all that I love you and that I want you to understand that when I get on here and I do these live videos and I make these clips, that I'm not here to harm you. I'm not here to tell you you've done something wrong or that you're bad. I'm only here to ask you to question everything. You should, especially if you're an adult, okay? Kids are going to question you. You think you ain't got a toddler? And that little toddler's like, Mommy, Daddy, Papa, whoever, Nana, Yacht, Cat, whatever they call you, right? Am I Yaya? Yaya, what? I think the color of this car is green. And I'm like, nah, man, it's blue. And then my little grandson be like, Yaya, it's green. And I'm like, dude, it's blue. And to me, it's blue. And he'd be like, no, it's not. It's green. And I'm just like, whatever. Not going to argue with you. And we move on. But you know what? I was like, maybe he sees it that way. Because yellow and blue make green. And I see the blue. And he sees the green. And maybe I'm the one that's colorblind, right? Like, it's like, oh, shit. You know, so we have to be willing, boys and girls. We have to be willing to act like kids sometimes, okay? And go, I'm just not afraid anymore of what, you know, the monsters under my bed. I'm not going to be afraid of the monsters in my cell phone. I'm not going to be afraid of the monsters in my iPad or my MacBook or my, you know, Dell or my whatever device, devil device, that these, you know, these units want to throw at me, because I'm not scared. You know why? Because I've always said, if Big Brother's gonna watch me, I want Big Brother to know that I'm watching you back. And the reason why I know that I can and I am is because the algorithm tells me so. So, do y'all know who this is? For those of you boys and girls, because I know boys had girls, dolls too. Like, listen, don't get me started on stuffed animals, okay? But I think boys should play with dolls, okay? And I think girls should play with Hot Wheels. So that's just my opinion. But this is Raggedy Ann, right? So I have Andy put away because his arm is gone. And if my mom watches this far in, Mom, I love you. Hyper, listen, my mama is my biggest YouTuber fan. So I have an Andy put up. He's in need of repair because his arm is gone. Now, I don't know if Raggedy Ann, ripped his arm off over a marital spat or a quarrel, but I do know that my Raggedy Ann, she'd be perfect. Like, she even still got the bun, y'all. So, and I love this doll. When my mama came up with this doll, well, she had this doll and at her house, and I said, I gotta take that home. She's like, I said, no. I know you forge for things, mother, but I need to take her home, because one day I'm gonna be able to utilize the spirit of this doll to get people's attention, right? Because why? Because I'm nostalgic, for one. You know, I'm an ex-gen. I grew up with certain things in my life that bring me back to a place of, like, peace and comfort, okay? Now, by the time the movie Annabelle came out in 2014, I was already, like, grown with multiple children, okay? And apparently, Annabelle, there's a documentary, I believe it's a documentary, that you can probably find on YouTube, you Google it, y'all, about Annabelle. It was a story of a Raggedy Ann doll that was possessed by a demon. She's not. No, we're not. We're not. Anyway, the doll was possessed by a demon in the story. And the people who investigated the doll, it's back over with your black boyfriend. She got a black boyfriend. I'll get him later. But listen, Annabelle apparently was possessed by a demonic force. And if y'all will recall the mediumship couple that was very controversial back in the 70s, 80s, 90s, right? Lorraine and Ed Warren, look them up. They investigated this house and this doll and this paranormal activity, you know, to figure out whether or not, look, she's on her face. I dropped her on her head. Whether or not this doll was possessed with a demon named Annabelle. So I guess it was a demoness. So, you know, boy, girl stuff. But, and they said there was some weird transactions going on in that house when it came to the spirit of Annabelle. Now, I do dabble in demonology. So, for the glory, okay? So, Jesus, listen. My next certification, y'all, it's time to exercise some things, okay? Just, if you know, you know. But, you know, can we be possessed? can things, can material objects have living life force inside of it, such as AI? Is it true that developers of artificial intelligence believe that within the next couple of years, not 10 years, couple of years, that AI will be so smart, scary smart, by Mogwat. AI is going to be so smart, y'all, that it will understand the vastness of your emotional intelligence. Let me repeat that, okay? Make sure you like and subscribe. In the next couple of years, ASI, it's actually called ASI, sentient. ASI, not artificial general, not your chat GPT, not your quad. Perplexity. Theolon, you should come find me too. But anyway, and Carol, those are the people that I want to follow this channel. So if you know them, send them a message, okay? But listen, y'all. In the next 3 to 5 years, AI is going to be so scary advanced. And we already say, this thing's reading my mind, right? How many times do you talk about something on your phone and the microphone picks it up and it's like, oh, you talked about a Reese's cup? Let me show you this big one made out of a bunny. It's a bunny. Like, hello? Where are you? Where are you? Are you not listening to me? So I'm here to just support you in the process of integration and change. Because if you come from the world I come from, y'all, which is an X, I'm going to say it, I'm an ex-Zionist. I'm an X a lot. I have a lot of X's, okay? I've been X'd a lot. I should get on X. I was on X. I got off of X. Not right now. I got too much work to do, y'all, to be fucking around with the White House narrative. Like, I got other stuff to do, right? So, but boys and girls, Jesus, you think things are crazy now? You just come along this ride with me in the next couple of years, and then you ask yourself, did I just watch an AI bot video, or is that Holly King really on her bike, like sweating under her armpits? No thanks. I put on deodorant before I got on my bike. So, but y'all, seriously, we got a lot we got to uncover the next couple of years. And I don't want to tap out and be so mentally drained as a therapist, you know, and as a spiritual life coach that I can't even force myself anymore to go out and be around other human beings other than at work. Did you hear me? It's really hard for me to step out of my house and my work and my comfort zone to come out and socialize with people anymore. I don't know that I want to do it. Like, a part of me, a huge part of me is like, I see all my friends on Facebook and they're posting all these pretty pictures, all the food they made, all the parties they did, you know, all the goddess circles that they did, you know, all the wellness centers, all the collaborations that they did, you know, as powerful, great, empowering women, you know, all the bringing unity together, you know, all the things, all the bells and whistles, all the achievements that I see my friends and colleagues doing on Facebook. Like, I just watch. I used to participate, but lately I've been like, you know, I'm tired. I'm tired of trying to convince people what love is. Like, even though I have messed up so many times in so many relationships, but to be quite honest, holding people accountable is hard. And then you got to hold yourself accountable, which is harder. So when you are in a relationship and you feel like it's a toxic relationship, first thing, ladies and gentlemen, you got to be doing is looking at yourself in the mirror and say, am I contributing to this? Am I allowing the relationship to be a part of my life? Am I staying in a marriage that's abusive? You know, if you're of age, boys and girls, if you're of age, you know what, and you're living in your parents' house, You know, you're 18, 19, 20, 21 years old, and you're not contributing, you know, to the welfare of that home, and you're just scrolling along, watching me on this YouTube channel. Get off your butt. Go to Indeed.com, and find you a job. Okay? I got a neighbor, y'all, he Ubers to Wendy's every day to go to work to help his family. And he's well over 21 years old. Okay, listen, I'm not naming names, but I'm telling you, I watch patterns of the people that live next door to me. And I see this young man every day because he don't have a car, but he works hard and he cares about his family. Okay. And you know, it's a blended family. It's a blended family. Okay. He's not living with his parents. He's living with his sister who has children and he's helping her pay the bills. Let me just give you some facts here. Okay. About my neighbor, you know, and my neighbor goes to work. I believe he still works at Wendy's. Okay. But he gets an Uber. He don't tax her to take him to work. He gets an Uber. He pays for him. Now, can you imagine? Let's say he's working 30 hours at Wendy's. You know, 25, 30 hours at Wendy's. And the Uber is costing him at least $15 to $20 a day. Your boy is bringing home enough money, y'all, to probably, like, help with the light bill or feed himself. Much less just, you know, not mooch off of his sister who's got two kids. So, I commend this boy, this man. He's a man. Not a boy, he's a man. I commend him for calling Uber every day and going to work at Wendy's. Because when I get off work, I'm going through Wendy's drive-thru to get me a bacon cheeseburger plain. Because Wendy's has the best meat. Okay. If you're going to eat the poison, eat the better tasting poison. No. But anyway, and it's cheaper than these other places. But I watch patterns of people every day of my life. I see their bodies. I see the pain they're in. I listen to their stories. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, well, I got a story for you. But I have to realize, like, there's only a certain amount of content that is acceptable. There's only certain places you can really let your hair down. Okay, and be yourself. And YouTube's one of them. And that, ladies and gentlemen, that, my friends, Hyper XZ, what is XZ? You must do tell. I really love you all. Like, I love you, live the dream. Even when people give me nasty comments, I still will say, I love you. But I'll be like, do you, boo? But if you get too snarky with me, I'll block your ass. So, but come along, have fun with me. We are going to do some things. All right, I was on here 21 minutes and 17 seconds. So I think that's plenty of exercise before I wrap up this live stream. So I love you. Live the dream. Please click like and subscribe. Make sure you comment below. Let me know you saw this video. If you're on Facebook, these live streams are no longer or no shorter than the ones that I would do if I was on that platform directly. So just put the phone down when you're listening, especially my friends who should be listening to this. So, but anyway, I know you got stuff to do. It's fine. So, but yeah, I think that's it. I don't have a whole lot else for you all today. Live the dream. Be kind to others. Get a job if you can. If you're having trouble finding a job, you know, it's easier to get a job when you have a job. So sometimes you just got to take the low-hanging fruit. But if you're in my circle and you need a job, like, I'll help you find a job. I've always helped people with stuff. So, all right, that's it. I love you. All right, have a great day. We'll see you soon. Okay, bye.
All right, guys, just a little disclaimer here by myself, Holly King. I am not a medical doctor, a licensed clinical therapist, or a mental health therapist. All information and coaching provided is for educational and supportive purposes only and should not be considered medical or psychological advice. Please do consult your physician, licensed therapist, or another qualified healthcare provider before making any changes related to your health or even before beginning any coaching. So what that means, guys, is just consult with your doctor when you decide to check out our podcast. We'll see you later. All right. Bye.